The four houses in this row reveal the range of architecture in the village. The first white house is known as the Phillips House, circa 1790. It blends two building styles, the solid massing of the porch and ornate decoration connecting the columns is typical of the home's original Georgian Federal style. But in the 1840s, it was renovated with Greek Revival features that were then popular, such as the flat lintel above the front door. Note the wall, stacked with river stone. Next, walk to a house originally known as Mr. Thompson's Church. This meeting house is representative of the New England Plain style favored by the Congregationalists. It was originally built on the green around 1785 to house a splinter group seeking the orthodoxy that Mr. Thompson offered. But after the groups reunited, this building was moved here in 1802 to make room for the current Baptist church. The organization of the Congregationalist Church located all authority within the particular congregation. Often, even property ownership was limited to those who were elected. These social structures came to be known as the New England Way, and historians note this may have been key to both the stable settlement of this frontier and the eventual success of these self-organizing colonists in their rebellion against Britain. Now, the third house in this row is the Howe Dewey House, first built for John Howe, son of an early settler. It's a classic example of federal style and is one of the finest works of builder Elisha Scott, who, you'll remember, also designed the Baptist church across the street. The front entrance of this house demonstrates Scott's inspired design. The Palladian-styled entrance includes a fanlight window over the door and sidelight windows on each side with unique clover and diamond shapes that are repeated in the window on the second floor, as well as in Palladian windows all around the green. The small home next to it was built by John Howe for his son. Alonzo Howe and his wife Betsy kept a store in the front of the house. Once a customer asked to buy a set of fine china on display, only to be told it wasn't for sale. When asked why, Alonzo reportedly said that selling the china would ruin his display. Alonzo ran a distillery and was once chastised for storing spirits across the street in the basement of the Baptist church. But once the village passed a law prohibiting the distillation of liquor, Alonzo both obeyed and enforced the law, as he was also Justice of the Peace. The brick building to the right of Alonzo's house is the Union Academy.